From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The challenging landscape of employee sentiment on returning to work and continued tech fallout from Afghanistan with lessons for data management. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start today in the UK. The 2021 impact of COVID-19 on SMEs surveyed by JumpCloud. And U.S. listeners will hear some similarities. There were different attitudes for with firms in Greater London, with 72.8% taking steps to mandate vaccinations, compared to just 44.9% in the rest of the country. That also correlated with areas outside of London being less likely to drive vaccinations. The JumpCloud survey found that 53.2% of respondents are currently rethinking the plan to return to the office, and 14.8% have already delayed getting staff back in the office. U.S. data, over 3 in 5 hiring managers would ask the candidate about their vaccination status, with Republicans at 69% more likely to ask than Democrats, 54%, a new study finds. An even percentage, 61%, said that answers to those vaccination questions would impact their ultimate hiring decision, according to a study by online invoicing provider Skynova. The research includes mental health insights, too. There's nearly the same concern over mental health as there is physical, 23% to 28%. A survey of 3,500 U.S. workers commissioned by GoodHire, an employment screening service provider, found that more than two-thirds, 68%, would choose remote working over working from an office, a sentiment that's been echoed thoroughly by white-collar workers who have enjoyed the freedom and flexibility of working from home during the pandemic. So hesitant are employees to return to the office, in fact, that 61% of those surveyed said they'd be willing to take a pay cut in exchange for being able to work from home permanently. Some even suggested they'd sacrifice up to 50% of their current wage to do so. More than half of respondents to GoodHire's survey said they would not feel safe heading back into the office because of new coronavirus outbreaks, while 84% said they would want to see mandatory mask wearing, proof of vaccination, capacity limits, and regular sanitizing in place before going into a workplace. 45% of U.S. workers surveyed said they would quit their job immediately or begin searching for a new remote job if they were forced by their employer to return to the office full time. All this on the heels of the FDA approving the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Why do we care? These are the real conditions of operating a business right now, and why I spend as much time on these issues as I do. It's all well and good to debate the value of a service like data management, But if you don't have people showing up to work, it really doesn't matter, does it? When I do analysis of companies, I use a view I call the three L's: leaders, laggards, and lost their mind. That last one is for groups that just go rogue in ways that will push many customers away. Laggard doesn't mean anything bad. It's simply organizations which are following rather than leading. Leading companies take action and are among first movers. United CEO spoke to Axios about why they instituted vaccine mandates, because he was tired of watching employees die. Leadership isn't easy, and here's where business leaders are now pushed to make a decision. I think we're entering a stage where sentiment allows a comfortable movement from most business leaders around mandates and reopening plans that are more safely in that laggard category than about taking a bold risk as a leader. That's not a bad thing. I talked last week about leaving behind biometric scanners in Afghanistan and how that is opening potential security risks. Politico is highlighting more risks here, quoting their article. For decades, the U.S. government poured money into helping the Afghanistan government build its own surveillance apparatuses, collect data for both a voter registry and national ID system that includes ethnicity info, and set up a homegrown telecommunications sector that stores reams of records on who Afghans have called and where they've been. All of that amounts to a surveillance system that many Afghans objected to under the country's prior U.S.-backed government. Now, reporting for Prose, it all begins to the Taliban, and experts warn that all that data could now be used to help the group track and retaliate against Afghans who aided the United States or the former government. Quote, there's almost no doubt that they've gotten their hands on an enormously valuable trove of information that they can exploit at their leisure, said Thomas Warwick, a former Department of Homeland Security counterterrorism official. And there's responses. Many Afghans are wiping their social media profiles, and some companies are responding. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Clubhouse are all rolling out tools to protect users there, including blocking the ability for non-friends to download their profile picture or see their posts. And if you want to dive deeper, I've included a link to a piece from the New York Times about how the Taliban have built infrastructure for control via social media and how they might use technology to build power. So, why do we care? Anyone interested in thinking about data management as a service, the idea of helping organizations understand what implications of and use of the data collected would be, both positive and negative, should be tracking this story. This is the unintended consequences of data collection. It's a horrible case study playing out in real time, and that's why technologists should care. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. There is a meeting of tech leaders at the White House today talking cybersecurity, but we don't talk about things till we find out results. We'll know more later. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.